the rhythmic gait of a carriage horse in New York City. A line of demonstrators gathered over the weekend outside the Upper West Side Co-op, where horse-drawn carriage cheerleader Liam Neeson lives. They hold signs which urge the public not to take horse-drawn carriages.
Sign says, don't ride a horse carriage, stop horse abuse.
I'm holding a sign that had gotten hit in traffic, or of a horse that got hit.
Ken Price holds a large photo of Spotty, a carriage horse who collapsed and died. He says he's at the protest to get rid of the horse-drawn carriages.
Here to stage a protest, a peaceful one, just to show people that these horse carriages don't belong in the city anymore. Where it's the 21st century and the electric cars will be a nice alternative. It's clean energy and no one has to suffer for it.
Peter Wood also holds a large photo of a dead carriage horse. His name was Nickel. The caption says, worked to death.
He had died of colic and was waiting to be dumped in a dump on Long Island.
And you took this real tragic photograph.
I took it in 1991 and have been fighting for the carriage horses ever since. Because it breaks my heart to see them on the street. And the heat and the rain and the snow and the traffic. It's just heartbreaking. And it needs to stop.
How was it that you took this photograph?
Someone I know was a dog walker in Central Park. And she knew that I was involved in the carriage horse issue. And she called me. She said, you better get downtown quickly. Because there's a dead carriage horse. And I said, what, are you kidding me? She's like, no, there's a dead carriage horse under a tarp near the bottom of the park. Raced on my bicycle with my camera. Saw a hoof sticking out of the tarp. And I swung it off and started photographing. And, I've been involved ever since. And, like I was saying, one of the issues is that these horses, not only in the summer months, they're in the blazing sun and the suffocating heat humidity without any shade whatsoever. They're out in the street, noses to exhaust tails. It's 2014, not 1919, or 1914. It's time for a change. And all we want is to get these horses off the street and to, they just don't belong in traffic. They don't belong in the city anymore. It's just outdated and it's cruel. And so that's why I'm here.
Yeah, the city has changed so much since then, but yet the horses are still out there.
Exactly. On our way here, we saw a horse, a carriage driver, making a U-turn in the middle of, 57th Street. And he's surrounded by buses. I mean, it's just they don't belong here. And, people say, they're horses, and they're supposed to pull carriages. Not in the middle of New York City. Not in this day and age. And again, I worked in Central Park for the Central Park Conservancy as a groundskeeper in 2005. Every day, I saw these poor carriage horses with their heads bowed beneath the blazing sun. It was heartbreaking. There's nobody looking out for them except for us.
What about those who say that the carriage horses should just stay in Central Park? Do you have a problem with that?
It would be an improvement, but it's just not going to happen. I mean, it doesn't happen, And so what's their life? Okay, let's say they stay in the park. What is their life? They pull the carriages all day and they go back to a tiny stall in a tenement building. That's not a life. I mean, I think people forget what horses really are supposed to live like. They need to go to a horse sanctuary, or go to a farm, or go to a ranch and see how they're really supposed to live. Life attached to a carriage with a poop bag attached to your rear end and sitting in a tiny stall, that's your life? That's no life at all.
Wood said critics who say those who are against carriage horses are in cahoots with the real estate industry trying to grab the carriage horse stables is nothing but a red herring. He says he and other protesters are here for the horses to stop the endless cycle of abuse. Lisa Jablo is wearing a sweaty horse costume. She says it's to put a face on the issue.
We're here to support the horses, the overworked, underpaid, underrested horses who really should not be working in the city anymore.
Allie Feldman is executive director of NY Class. It's an animal advocacy organization committed to ending the New York City carriage horse industry.
We're here to let the public know that we have a humane, economic, job-saving alternative for the current carriage drivers. Just this week, we unveiled the horseless e-carriage, which is going to provide jobs for the current drivers and relieve the horses of the stress of having to work on New York City streets.
The electric carriage was commissioned by NY Class. The cost is $150,000 to $200,000 each.
The city council and the mayor's office would need to work with the drivers to determine how they're going to, how they're going to work on the funding for that. There's many different options that are on the table right now. Ideally, they would work to get private financing to pay for the cars. At the end of the day, these electric vehicles are going to make twice as much money for the current carriage drivers. It's a wonderful option for them. It's much easier to be taking around a horse's e-carriage than have to maintain a carriage horse that needs vet care, farrier care, it needs to be fed. And you know, I think 5 years from now, people are going to look back and say, why didn't we do this sooner? New York City is so much better than, you know, supporting an abusive, cruel industry in the middle of Midtown Manhattan. Why didn't we move to the more humane, kind way sooner?
City Council member Daniel Drum said legislation is being crafted. Specifics of how those who hold licenses for the carriage horses could get the vehicles and how it would be paid for is still to be determined. Drum says there are enough votes for legislation to pass. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.